You can alt it.
Yeah.
If it's too small, you alt it, you cut it down and make it to fit to your size.
Yeah.
And if you've gotten too fat for it, you have to make it larger. You can spice it. You can open that coat down the back, and you can put a piece down the back and put a couple of little pleating or make a different style. A long time ago, it was just one style, you know. But now they're wearing them all kind of ways. You can put a piece in there and put a box pleat in there. Or you can put a seam down the back and put a piece of material in there and start to put two little tucks this way. You see? Or either that way. Do the same thing with a shirt. And if the pants is too tight, you put a fork in it. You open it up and you put a piece made in a print. You know, and put it down the pants, make it bigger.
Okay. You might say, the pants, that coat won't fit this year, but last year
it fit.
It fits you.
Yeah.
When you stuff a lot of things in your pockets, it makes them
baggy.
Yeah.
Stick out. Well, there isn't much you could do to that because you have stretched the material. And once you stretch the material, there's nothing to do. Of course, you can fix it, you can cut it, you can slice it, and just bring it together.
Yeah.
And put a pleat in it. I mean, now these days, the clothes that they're wearing now, you can just about fix them any kind of way, and you're still in the style. Just, you can take a different color material. For instance, like those jeans you have on. I can take a piece of red or a piece of check and open them down the front and put your front piece in, open down the side and put your piece in, and you're still in the style. If your pocket toes, I take that pocket off and take another piece of garment and put on there. Or I could take a piece of leather, just cut an old shoe, maybe, if it's big enough, like old boots and sew leather. You're still in the style, because that's what they were wearing now.
Okay, the shirt isn't standardized. You say, I hope it won't
stay
or
shrink.
Yeah. You say the one I washed yesterday
shrunk
up. Things like every shirt I've washed lately has.
Well, you're supposed to know that before you buy the shirt, because these days when they're making clothes now, they usually wash the material and shrink it, and it has a tag on there that says it has been shrunk before being made. Now, if that garment shrinks, you take it back. And you either get your money back or another piece of garment. It's sold on that basis. You're supposed to buy them. But if you go out and buy a cheap outfit, pants or shirt or dress or whatever it is, and it's shrink, it's cheap, you just lose your money.
Yeah. Now, what do women carry their coins in? They carry their coins or something like that in a
coin purse.
Okay. And around the wrist, you'd wear a.
A bracelet.
Okay. What, you know, those kind of large rings that people would wear when she's doing the dishes, she'd take them off.
Monogram rings? They have monogram rings.
What's that?
It's a ring. It's all designed, you know, sort of like little pieces cut out of it.
Yes, ma'am.
Monogram. And then they have a ring that's called a dinner ring. Big stone on it. Goes on, and they have a ring when you first meet a boy. It's called a friendship ring with two little hearts on it. Wear on this thing.
Okay.
I learned that since I've been older.
A boy gives you that when you're.
He first meets you. That's a friendship ring. And then later he'll give you an engagement ring. Then later he'll give you a wedding ring.
Okay. That's
I learned that from my grandchildren. I knew nothing about that in my days. We didn't have a friendship ring. We only got a wedding band.
Yeah.
Then over the years you got, I guess they had engagement rings, but we didn't have them.
Suppose there were a lot of little things strung together and used to go around your neck as an ornament. What would you call these?
A necklace.